Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. This week, we're going to take a look at some fun things to do as we explore San Diego. Then, Amy Silverman introduces us to Jacob Newman, a young artist with a fresh take on Phoenix's culture. Let's get to it. Raising Phoenix, Layer Cake, by Amy Silverman, September 1st, 2024. Despite its fiery, improvident, and sometimes pitiless reputation, Phoenix deserves credit for its better angels. Not long ago, I was asked to make a cake that represented my hometown. I considered my options. We live in a place with extreme heat and extreme politics. I decided I'd have to set something on fire. That felt exhausting, and not just because I wasn't sure I'd be able to put my hands on a blowtorch, let alone figure out how to use it. I'm tired of seeing this city, this valley, this state, through the eyes of outsiders and their cliches. People who don't bother to look past the headlines, the deadly hot sidewalks, and nasty politics. Who've made Phoenix the poster child for the damages of climate change and hate. So, instead of torching a baked Arizona or crafting angry members of the state legislature out of fondant, I thought I'd try celebrating my home. I made a bundt cake flavored with the juice and zest of Meyer lemons from a tree in my yard, topped with lemon icing, decorated with papery magenta flowers from my bougainvillea. It felt symbolic. A survivor. A different way of considering this place. After last summer's heat literally seared the side of that Meyer lemon tree, I figured the thing was a goner. I grew up in the valley, so I knew all about covering citrus trees with sheets to protect them from a winter freeze, but I didn't know a lemon tree could actually get a sunburn. By that September, quite a few of the lemons were hard and parched looking. Even so, December brought a bumper crop of sweet, beautiful fruit. We'd only recently planted the bougainvillea, but the heat gave it superpowers, a burst of purple and green against the rest of my crispy brown garden. A burst of nuance. Last summer was terrifying. I don't mean to imply that it wasn't. The heat toppled saguaros and human beings. I will never forget meeting a man who passed out in the direct sun on the blacktop outside a Phoenix convenience store and woke up in the burn unit at Valleywise Hospital. Months later, he pulled up his t-shirt to show me burns that were still healing and the scars that obliterated the intricate, gorgeous black and white tattoos that had once graced his entire back. It was only 95 degrees the day he sustained injuries, which kind of messes with the narrative, right? This could happen across America, as temperatures creep upward just about everywhere. Just as Los Angeles is not only about earthquakes and celebrity political endorsements, Phoenix is not only about heat and election deniers. That's the thing. Live anywhere long enough, look hard enough, and you can find breaks in the narrative. A cool breeze on an early morning walk, even in August. Reasonable lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. So many lemons, I mailed them to friends and family across the country. That's my hometown. At least, that's part of it. Instead, many people, both here and out of state, think of Arizona and only picture that shaman in horns, fur, and face paint storming the U.S. Capitol. If we're lucky, they might think of the Grand Canyon, too. I get it. These days, you can find hate in just about every corner of this country. But in a lot of ways, its roots are in our hard, thirsty soil. We're not just mean. We're OG mean. This is the place where Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio inspired Donald Trump by making a brand out of jailing people in tents and pink underwear, stoking the fires of hate by making undocumented immigrants the enemy. Even the late U.S. Senator John McCain, who remade himself as a progressive in his later years, chose Sarah Palin as his running mate in 2008 and unleashed a new kind of political wrath. You can thank one of Arizona's own for the Tea Party. And to be fair, we're OG hot, too. More than a decade ago, a professor from New York University named Andrew Ross came to town, talked to some folks, and published a book called Bird on Fire, Lessons from the World's Least Sustainable City. People here, including me, took umbrage. I mean, dude, calm down. Thanks to some smart politics in the last century, Arizona has more water than neighboring states. Even the biggest naysayers concede we won't shrivel up and die anytime soon. I know I sound defensive, but consider the facts. In 2022, Governor Katie Hobbs beat Carrie Lake. Secretary of State Adrian Fontes took out Mark Finchem. Attorney General Chris Mays squeaked past Abe Hamada. And look at the average temperatures from May and June in 2023. It was actually pleasant in the middle of the day. Pretending there's never an in-between isn't going to convince anyone to get off the grid or change their political affiliation. At least, it hasn't so far. These days, both the hate and the heat have spread across the country. But Phoenix still gets top billing as the harbinger of doom. Earlier this year, The Atlantic published a 25,000-word cover story by George Packer headlined, "What Will Become of American Civilization? Conspiracism and Hyperpartisanship in the Nation's Fastest-Growing City." The magazine called its own story a sweeping and kaleidoscopic look at Phoenix. I wouldn't go that far. Though Packer is an excellent journalist who spent months here, he found the usual suspects, like former state lawmaker Rusty Bowers, whom Packer used to explain the state's complicated relationship with water. Bowers is a conservative former lawmaker who disagrees with Trump and says he's concerned about preserving natural resources. He's a fascinating outlier. But still, I wish out-of-town observers like George Packer could meet Jacob Newman. In his 20s, Newman is relatively new in town, from the Midwest by way of Denver. I found him on Instagram and fell for his take on his adopted hometown. I've never seen Newman talk about the heat or the politics. He's more interested in the people. Amen. And in a relatively short period of time, he's gotten to know this place better than just about any journalist I know. His interest takes the form of illustrations of local businesses in Phoenix and other parts of the state. A spot catches his eye and he draws it, then presents the business owner with a copy. I can imagine the confusion because instead of illustrating hip places like Crescent Ballroom or Pizzeria Bianco, which are accustomed to being fetishized, for the most part, Newman chooses places you pass every day but likely never notice. Like Don Jose, a tiny Mexican restaurant on Thomas Road in Phoenix, Western Dry Cleaners in Avondale, Stephanie's Pooch Parlor in Casa Grande, and Earl's Hometown Candy in Cave Creek. He signs each piece. On the Don Jose illustration, he wrote, "Mazel Tov on 40 years, Jacob." He recently published an anthology of these illustrations called Phoenix, or Drawings of This Amazing Place. On an opening page, Newman writes, "This book is dedicated to the memory of my grandpa, Joel Newman. He instilled a love of art and storytelling in me from a young age on tours of the Metropolitan Museum and beyond. His encyclopedic knowledge of New York City's street system and the history of its storefronts guide me as I tell stories of what's around me today in Phoenix." So many people have looked so long and hard at New York that even though an outsider might never truly understand the city, most of us have a deep knowledge of the different facets of the place. I love that Newman is trying to do the same here, that he sees past the cliches to the culture, the nuance, the context, us. The lemons on my tree are looking pretty good this summer. When they're ripe, I think I'll make him a cake. You're listening to Phoenix Magazine on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Explore San Diego, by the editorial staff, September 5th, 2024. America's finest city offers everything for travelers: aquariums, restaurants, shopping, and cultural festivals. Birch Aquarium. Halloween Aglow returns to Birch Aquarium at Scripps Institution of Oceanography at UC San Diego from October 25th through 26th between 6 and 8:30 p.m. This popular adults-only event has Halloween fun with an educational twist that celebrates the wonders and mysteries of the ocean after dark in a fun atmosphere. After the sun goes down, the aquarium will transform into a glowing nightscape featuring live music, a costume contest, and trick-or-treat stations. Don't miss the opportunity to learn about some weird and wonderful research at Scripps Oceanography. For more information, or to purchase tickets, visit the aquarium website. Also this fall, Birch Aquarium is debuting new outdoor adventure bundles with the return of the ever-popular Sunset Scripps Pier Walks and Tide Pooling Adventures at Falls Point in Scripps Beach. Outdoor adventure bundles offer a discounted price when guests purchase aquarium admission and one of the outdoor adventure opportunities to extend their experience. This exciting addition to the aquarium's offerings provides new ways to connect with local ocean ecosystems. Sunset Scripts Pier Walks allow guests to join Birch Aquarium naturalists on an exclusive walking tour of the Scripps Pier, usually closed to the public, and learn about fieldwork conducted by Scripps Oceanography researchers. On November 2nd, the ever-popular Tide Pooling Adventures will also return, which takes guests directly to local tide pools to discover incredible animals that live in the intertidal zone, the rocky area exposed during low tide. Birch Aquarium is open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., with extended hours on select dates through Labor Day weekend. Tickets are $29.95 for adults and $24.95 for children ages 3 through 17. Ages 2 and younger are free. The aquarium often sells out, so advanced reservations are required, except for members. 2300 Expedition Way, La Jolla, 858-534-3474. aquarium.ucsd.edu. Old Town San Diego. This historical neighborhood, home to the first European settlement in California, offers visitors an authentic experience in the heart of San Diego. Accessible by train, trolley, buses, and taxis, it's filled with charming streets, colorful adobe buildings, and a rich history dating back to the early 1800s. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or just looking for a fun day out, here are five reasons that you should visit Old Town San Diego. The history. Old Town San Diego is home to some of the oldest and most beautifully preserved buildings that now serve as museums, shops, and restaurants. The neighborhood is also home to the Old Town San Diego State Historic Park, which offers visitors a chance to learn about the city's history and view some of the historical buildings dating back to the 1800s. The culture. Old Town has a rich Hispanic heritage and is home to several authentic Mexican restaurants and shops. You can sample delicious food and browse handmade cars, clothing, and artwork. Stroll through the historical Whaley House Museum or visit the beautiful Mormon Battalion Historic Site and learn about the brave soldiers who volunteered to serve in the Mexican-American War. The shopping. Old Town is a shopper's paradise with a wide variety of boutiques, specialty craft stores, and novelty shops. You can find everything from handmade jewelry and fine art to vintage clothing and unique gifts. The food. Old Town is home to everything from genuine Mexican cantinas to artisanal pizza joints. You'll find something you love, whether you're in the mood for a quick bite or sit-down meal. The fun. Annual events include the Taste of Old Town on September 12th, Fiestas Patrias on September 14th, and Dia de los Muertos on November 2nd through 3rd. Old Town San Diego is a must-visit destination for anyone looking to experience the city's history, culture, and charm. Whether you're local or visiting, you won't be disappointed by all that Old Town offers. For more information, please visit oldtownsandiego.org. Oceanside. In Oceanside, September is Surftember, with many events highlighting the sport that has become synonymous with the city. The city kicks things off on September 5th through 8th, when it hosts the 7th annual U.S. Open Adaptive Surfing Championships on the north side of the Oceanside Pier. The competition raises awareness of the rehabilitative benefits of adaptive water sports and why beach access for those with disabilities is vital. Watch when surfing's elite paddle out to claim a piece of the hefty prize purse. For more information, visit usopenadaptivesurfingchampionships.com. On September 20th, surfers up and down the coast will observe California Surfing Day. This celebration of the state's surfing culture brings together thousands of ocean and beach lovers and millions of visitors who travel to California to experience the positive vibes of surfing's history and present. It also highlights the iconic legends and pros of the sport while supporting local surfing industry leaders. Check out californiasurfingday.com to learn more. Everything culminates with the 18th annual Nissan Supergirl Surf Pro, powered by Celsius, a three-day event that runs from September 20th through 22nd. During the free festival, there will be mind-blowing world-class surfing competition, skateboarding, an esports tournament, a women's beach volleyball tournament, health clinics, celebrity speakers, an expo highlighting the work of female artists, a festival village loaded with female-inspired vendors, activities, and fantastic entertainment. Musical performers include Bishop Briggs, CeeLo Green, Lovely the Band, and Beach Weather. For more information, visit supergirlssurfpro.com and don't forget to check out visitoceanside.org to plan your whole trip. Bazaar del Mundo Shops. As the fall months settle in, Old Town San Diego's charming Bazaar del Mundo shops start looking even more magical than usual. This enchanting collection of shops invites visitors to embark on a journey filled with unique, beautifully crafted treasures from all corners of the world. For more than 50 years, Bazaar del Mundo has remained a beloved landmark. Founded and nurtured by the creative forces of designer and entrepreneur Diane Powers. Her passion for Latin American culture, inspired by her travels throughout Mexico and Central and South American countries, has infused every space with an authentic flair, enriching San Diego's multicultural history and making it a must-visit destination for finding unique gifts, fashion, and home decor. Each boutique at Bazaar del Mundo is comprised of one-of-a-kind items, including kitchen decor and art pieces made by artisans from Mexico, Indonesia, India, and the American Southwest. Feast your eyes on collectibles like Mata Ortiz pottery, one of the oldest and finest ceramics in the world, and indigenous arts and crafts from the Zuni, Navajo, Santo Domingo, and Hopi tribes. Browse through an exquisite selection of handcrafted jewelry made from semi-precious stones, turquoise, fine beads, and enamel. Every item has been carefully curated to ensure authenticity and quality, inviting guests into a vibrant world of art and culture. Stroll through the lively courtyard, peruse, soak in the bright colors, and take a trip around the world when you visit Bazaar del Mundo in the heart of San Diego. Learn more at bazaardelmundo.com. Casa Guadalajara. From mariachis to margaritas, the Mexican city of Guadalajara is known as the birthplace of all things fiesta. And in Old Town San Diego, the spirit lives on at Casa Guadalajara. Located next door to the Bazaar del Mundo shops, Casa Guadalajara features a mouth-watering menu with traditional and contemporary cuisine, reflecting dishes of the regional villages of Mexico. Watch as the in-house tortilla chefs prepare hot-off-the-grill corn and flour tortillas to enjoy with signature dishes, including the popular Ensenada fish tacos, tequila lime shrimp, and carne asada tampiqueña. All served with guacamole made fresh to order and salsas made from scratch daily. Remember to order a famous bird bath margarita with more than 50 specialty tequilas to choose from. And enjoy it under the beautiful 300-year-old California pepper tree in the lush courtyard, or inside the art-packed dining rooms reminiscent of an old Mexican hacienda. The restaurant serves lunch and dinner daily, and breakfast on the weekends. The lively cantina offers shareable plates and beers and cocktails that can be enjoyed at happy hour prices Monday through Friday, 3 through 6 p.m. For the month of October, kids 12 or younger eat free from the kids' menu at this landmark Old Town restaurant. Each kid's meal requires the purchase of an adult entree, with a limit of 3 free kids' meals per coupon. Satisfy all your senses with the authentic flavors, colors, scents, and sounds of Mexico at Casa Guadalajara. Learn more at casaguadalajara.com. Balboa Park. The Balboa Park Cultural District encompasses around 400 acres within Balboa Park, a sprawling 1,200-acre city and regional park located on unceded Kumeya land in San Diego. Renowned as one of Southern California's premier destinations and teeming with diverse attractions, Balboa Park draws millions of visitors each year. You'll find an array of world-class museums, lush gardens, cultural institutions, live performances, more than 40 active artist studios, delicious dining and drink options, and the highly acclaimed San Diego Zoo. For an optimal Balboa Park Cultural District experience, get a Balboa Park Explorer Pass. If time is limited, try the Balboa Park Explorer Limited Pass, offering one-day access to up to 4 museums. For more flexibility, the Balboa Park Explorer Park-Wide Pass grants entry to all 16 museums over 7 consecutive days. For frequent visitors or those taking an extended stay in San Diego, the Balboa Park Explorer Annual Pass provides year-round unlimited access to 16 participating museums, saving on regular admission while unlocking exclusive perks. The Balboa Park Explorer Pass includes entry to popular attractions like the Fleet Science Center, San Diego Air and Space Museum, and the San Diego Natural History Museum. Whether you're passionate about nature, fascinated by science, or intrigued by aerospace exploration, there's something for everyone in the cultural district. The San Diego Model Railroad Museum, Centro Cultural de la Raza, World Beat Cultural Center, and the Japanese Friendship Garden and Museum. With or without a pass, the Balboa Park Cultural District offers a unique opportunity to immerse oneself in the beauty and wisdom of diverse subjects and cultures at the numerous museums and attractions nestled within its 400 acres. San Diego, 619-232-7502. Press 2 for Explorer. BuyMyExplorer.com. Dia de los Muertos. The annual Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, celebration returns for its 14th year with a weekend of free music, food, and cultural experiences on Saturday, November 2nd from 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, November 3rd from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. This family-friendly event is a regional favorite, transforming the Liberty Station neighborhood into a bustling mercado, or market, with artisans and makers, vibrant decor, dozens of dining options, bountiful margarita selections, and live performances throughout the weekend. What to know? It's about remembrance. The cultural traditions connected with the Dia de los Muertos holiday is the building of altars, or ofrendas, offerings, honoring the deceased. In keeping with the holiday tradition, the primary focus is celebrating life and remembering those who have passed. It's all about community. This religious ritual has been reinvented as a holiday of Chicano pride that builds bridges between Latinos and Anglos, and all across cultural identities and political points of view. It draws attention to what we have in common and honors life and togetherness. It's a festival for the senses. Dia de los Muertos is set to dazzle with live music from local bands, street performances, face painting, and rows of colorful Day of the Dead merchandise. Fine art, traditional ofrendas or altars, and a hands-on kids' craft area create a full day of shopping and fun for everyone. For more information, visit dayofthedeadsd.com. Fall into fun and savings with Kids Free October in San Diego. By the editorial staff. September 26th, 2024. Enjoy up to 25% off at Catamaran Resort, plus hundreds of discounts throughout the city. Special offer: book your stay on the Catamaran's website using the promo code KIDS24 and receive up to 25% off room rates between October 1st and 31st, 2024. Autumn is the ideal season for a family getaway to the Catamaran Resort Hotel and Spa, set along the picturesque shores of San Diego's Mission Bay. As the summer crowds fade, the resort's serene beaches and warm golden days provide the perfect backdrop for family memories. Whether you're seeking adventure, relaxation, or a mix of both, the Catamaran offers something special for everyone. And with San Diego's citywide family promotions, there are even more reasons to visit. Beachfront bliss at the Catamaran Resort. Situated on the peaceful waters of Mission Bay, the Catamaran Resort feels like a tropical oasis with its lush landscaping, swaying palm trees, and stunning bay views. The resort's sandy beaches and calm waters invite guests to slow down and unwind. And in October, the resort rolls out the red carpet for families. Kids stay, eat, and play for free all month long. Whether you're enjoying a leisurely morning on your private balcony or taking a sunset stroll along the bay, you'll experience coastal bliss at its finest. Free dining and water adventures for kids. At the Catamaran, dining is as delightful as the view. Oceanic Coastal Kitchen offers fresh coastal-inspired dishes, and during October, kids eat free with each paid adult entree. Whether it's a savory seafood dish or a perfectly prepared steak, adults can indulge while the kids enjoy their favorites for free. For active families, The fun continues on the water. Rent a paddleboard or kayak from Action Sports Rentals, and your child's rental is free with any adult rental. Paddle through the calm waters of Mission Bay, exploring its scenic shoreline together for an unforgettable family adventure. Explore San Diego with Kids Free October. San Diego becomes a playground for kids in October. Kids Free San Diego is an annual citywide celebration that offers families incredible savings. From October 1st through 31st, over 100 of San Diego's top attractions are participating in the promotion. From iconic destinations like SeaWorld San Diego, Legoland California, and the San Diego Zoo, to hidden gems like Birch Aquarium and the USS Midway Museum, families can explore the city's diverse offerings while enjoying free admission for kids, making it easier than ever to fill your days with adventure without breaking the bank. Endless family activities at the Catamaran. The Catamaran Resort goes beyond the ordinary to offer an array of family-friendly activities. Start your day with yoga on the beach, unwind at the outdoor pool, or gather around for an outdoor family movie night. You can even roast marshmallows at your own private bayside bonfire. The resort's tropical setting is home to colorful parrots that love to interact with guests, adding an extra layer of fun for the little ones. And while the kids are entertained, parents can rejuvenate at the full-service spa, known for its tranquil atmosphere and rejuvenating treatments. With its tropical charm, endless activities, and unbeatable savings, the Catamaran Resort Hotel and Spa offers the perfect autumn escape for families looking to make the most of their San Diego vacation. Don't miss out on the fun this October. Well, that wraps it up for this week's episode of Phoenix Magazine. As always, I've been your volunteer reader, Casey Sheehan. Be sure to stay tuned for more great programming right here on Sun Sounds of Arizona.